adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Content. Listener discretion is advised. 3, 2, 1, go! Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist.
Yada, yada, yada.
And maybe we'll do a lightning round tonight.
Who?
Yeah.
All right.
Do a little lightning round tonight.
How you doing, big guy?
Hey, yeah, good times.
Great.
Good times. Did P.I. tonight?
Who are we on with?
Michael Medved and a bunch of other people I never heard of.
Good times? I had real fun last time I was on there.
Did you?
Yeah.
You know, the thing about life that I find interesting is the sort of energy part of life. I'll give you an example. I don't think I've ever seen a movie. I always go to a movie with at least one other person and sometimes three or four people.
Right.
I don't think we've ever left the movie and not agreed on how we felt about the movie.
Right.
Good, bad, or sort of, eh. I mean, it's like I walked out of a theater and the person I'm with feels exactly the same as I do.
And so at PI, you all felt like you had the same kind of experience or shared something? Or?
I don't know, but there's a weird sort of shared energy experience that goes on in life that's interesting. And it's a real curious part of life. When I used to do sketch comedy, we do shows every Friday and Saturday night, and they'd all go great, but one out of every 20 of them, everyone would walk backstage at the end of the thing and go, I felt weird out there tonight. So I felt kind of lightheaded.
Are you bildering a case here for this having been a weird energy night at PI? Or a good energy night?
I got in some good jokes and got some good laughs.
Yeah.
But I still was sitting there as if I was having sort of an outer body experience.
Weird energy, yeah.
Weird energy.
We have those on this show about every 2 months, 3 months.
Yeah, but our weird energy is playing handball against the curtains.
Yeah.
We just can't get started.
Right, right.
But weird energy, when you're on stage, and, you know, when you do PI, I guess you're up on stage in a sense, is you sort of floating over the proceedings, looking down on it.
You know what I think?
And hoping you say something good.
You know what I think we're talking about?
Instead
is,
of being there.
I hear you. What I think we're talking about is what the sort of right brain transactions we have as human beings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have cognitive transactions all the time. We have sort of emotional transactions that we're not really aware of.
Right.
It's sort of a monkey see, monkey do quality to what humans do. You know, we might sit the same way. We sort of pick up on each other's body language and energies. All sorts of things our right brain, which is a non-conscious part of our brain, is just doing all the time.
Right.
And if we're all in sort of sync and we're sharing something and moving in a positive way, it feels good.
Well,
if we're all out of sync, it feels like weird. And you response to that as you dissociate and you go above it and start looking at it from outside.
Attempt to urinate
on
it.
That's right. Well, your net or throw poo at it.
No, it's women in their periods syncing up.
And
Jimmy's ass syncs up. We start farting about the same time.
Your ass hair growing the same, yeah.
Here's what I'm curious about, too. Like, I saw Spider-Man over the weekend. I enjoyed it. I wasn't in love with it, but I enjoyed it. I thought it was a solid movie. And that's exactly what the two people I went with felt like.
Yeah.
Okay? Jimmy saw it a week earlier, didn't like it.
Oh, interesting.
Now I'm wondering, if I was with Jimmy, maybe I would have walked out not liking it, or maybe my positive energy, being some of the good witch from the West, would have flowed into his veins, and he would have walked away liking it. I'll tell you one thing that was a little distracting about Spider-Man. Whenever I watch movies, I like to keep track of what color the criminals are. Mm. All white. Every single one of them. And I understand you got to do 50% of them white. But the carjacker, come on. How many white guys carjack? Go to prison.
Well, this is a guy who was making a hoist, and he had to get a car fast. It wasn't really a carjacker.
I'm just saying there's people of different nationalities who get PO'd when the criminals are portrayed as people of their color and their nationality. And I'm saying as a white guy, I'm pissed. There was like 12 criminals. They're all honkies.
But was there one black guy in the whole film?
No, there was not one black guy in the entire film.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Maybe this comic strip was created, that's just the way they did.
Black people haven't been invented yet?
But black people should be pissed off they didn't get any work out of this film.
I think it costs more to like print them in the comic book because there's more ink.
Oh, it's harder to print a black guy in a comic
book
than a white guy.
Seriously?
Well, you got to put all those extra dots.
Cost effective to make them all.
Yeah. You guys are high. Let's go.
Well, look at it. You do. You got to put the extra dots in the circle where the head is. Okay. All right. There could have been some black guys in the movie. That's what I'm saying. But all white criminals. Yeah. I find it distracting.
Yeah, I remember it.
And let me say this too. The white criminals, they're always sort of Hollywood looking guys.
Yeah.
They tell him, hey, their agent calls him, Chip, don't shave for 3 days. I got a great bar for you. So it's a guy who looks like Luke Perry, except for he hasn't shaved. Uh-oh, he's smoking. It's always the same guy. And there's two things I like to do, which is not shave and smoke.
Well, yeah, you don't look like the most savory guy most of the time.
But, thank you.
Hey, listen, I remember you're going to let me talk to you about your girlfriend.
Yeah,
and your family.
Fiance.
I'm allowed to call her that now?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, shocking.
Go ahead.
No, I will. I'm planning to say it. Let's just go later in the show.
All right. How do you know anything? You didn't do anything.
I spent 4 hours with them.
With who? With people?
With your fiance and her posse.
All right.
And they just spent time with your mother and your sister and your grandmother. You know how you
do. What do you have to say? Because you know my grandmother could be listening to this.
All right. Well, let's start with your grandmother. How you sort of rank on her a little bit?
Yeah.
Everyone at the table agreed that the person in your family that is virtually, from a personality standpoint, identical to you, your grandmother.
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
That's
true. All right. Just make sure you're aware of that. And your mom, who you also.
But she's a grandma, for Christ's sake. She's supposed to be nice.
Nice. Didn't say nice.
That's what I'm saying.
They said like you. Oh, I see.
That's what I'm saying. She ought to be nice. She's a goddamn grandma.
All right.
I'm a 30-something-year-old white male with a nappy head who's a comedian. I'm supposed to be a prick. She's a grandma, for Christ's sake. She could lighten up.
All right. Okay. All right. Good point well taken. And then your mom, who you also rank on a little bit, supposedly delightful. Everyone loves your mom.
She's one of the nicest people I've ever met.
All right. She just went in the bathroom and said freak out, and that bummed him out a little bit. But everything was as good as it could be.
Yeah.
And your sister's pregnant.
My sister's pregnant.
So another
I don't know
male
what it
for
is.
Your abuse farm, or are you going to switch over to the females now?
I don't know. She's got two boys.
You've worked them over. Uncle Adam.
I like them. One of them doesn't like me that much.
Oh, really?
And here's my problem as an adult. And call this insecurity. I treat everyone like an adult. I treat kids like adult.
Yeah.
I treat puppies like an adult.
Right.
I treat a raccoon like an adult. I come walking in. My little nephew's four years old. His name is Casper. You know, they'll say, I know, I got one of those families, Casper and Finn, okay?
There's got to be something in the German translation.
No, Casper means geek.
That goes to your mother-in-law.
All right. I'm holding back here. Casper means I'm going to get my ass kicked when I'm a little bit older in German. Jesus Christ, Casper. And the kid is white as a sheet and has like light curly hair. I mean, it's white. Casper, the Nazi ghost. His dad's German, full-blown German. Casper the Nazi ghost. That's going to be a good name for him. So I walk by Casper, and Casper's, you know, he's one of these kids. He's a little moody, you know?
Mm.
He's not always in a good mood. Mm. He's 4 years old. I walk past him. Hey, Casper. Sometimes he'll just look at me. And, you know, my sister will say, you know, Casper, say hi to your Uncle Adam. He'll, like, look up. I'll look at him, and he won't say hi, and I'll just keep walking. I mean, I'm not gonna tickle him until he says hi. It's like, appreciate me or do something. My thing with kids is, hey, I'm cool. I like to wrestle. I like to play around with you. I like to hang out. But if you're in a mood or you're not into it or whatever, I'm just going.
Right.
I keep moving.
Not with that.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Does that make me aloof or insecure or whatever?
No.
I think
I
weird.
I have to watch it. Because evidently somebody's reacted to this, it sounds like.
No.
It's your sister.
No, nobody's reacted to it.
Right.
No, I'm good.
I just want to see what it really looks like.
I get along great with them. I'm just saying, if a kid, and they're this way, like Jimmy's daughter, like she's real quiet, you know? And she'll like come in, and I'll go, how you doing, Katie? And she'll like look at me and sort of keep walking or something. I'll just walk past. I won't say anything to her or anything. I don't like go, honey, did you hear what I said?
Well,
you know,
actually,
it's weird. I don't like when they corner kids.
It's good to try to make a connection, but in fact, the less you make their feelings your problem, the healthier.
Right. Yeah. I just figure, you know, kids come in a lot of different sort of shapes and sizes emotionally. Their kids will run up and hug your leg and never let go. And then their kids, they're little and in different stages in their life. They may be very lovable at 2 and they may be a little off at 4 and they may be back at 6.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think it's just keep walking until they come back.
Fair enough.
And beat the crap out of them.
No doubt.
Bastards.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody disses me that way, Drew. Nobody! All right, you ready to roll?
Yeah.
Travis?
Hey.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
My question is, how effective are birth control pills against pregnancy, percentage-wise?
Almost 100%. 99.96.
0.96?
Right. Yeah.
That's pretty much all I wanted to know.
All right. All right, game on. Don't forget safe sex, though.
No more pulling out for Travis.
Good times.
Good times. Let's talk to Jacob, who's 14. Jacob?
Oh, he's hung up.
All right. Let's talk to Suzanne. Suzanne?
Yes?
You're 24?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I've actually been taking the drug Celexa for the past 3 months or so. And when I started it out on 20 milligrams for 6 weeks, and then we all felt it needed to be upped, and so it went to, well, me and my doctor.
What's the question, though?
I upped it to 40, and ever since I upped it to the 40 milligrams, I've lost the whole sexual desire.
Right, that's one of the most common and most commonly disturbing side effects of that class of medicine.
Right, right. And I know all that about it, but just recently, it's almost been manic. I'll go for about a week with not wanting any sex, having no desire, and not even really an attraction, to the next week just wanting it all the time and just being nuts about it. And then I'll go again and just be, you know, nothing.
Are you mood cycling too?
Mood cycling.
Are your moods cycling with that sexual energy?
I don't believe so. I haven't noticed.
You mentioned the word manic. Are you getting manic when you feel that way?
No, that's just the only way I could think to compare it, how it just changes. So, you know, it just goes with nothing for a week and then everything.
Okay. Well, that's a very unusual manifestation. You're on nothing else?
No, really, nothing else. Everything else has been fine, and I've noticed the difference with it, you know, how it works for the depressant stuff. But
are you better?
Yes.
Are you being seen by a psychiatrist?
Am I what?
Being seen by a psychiatrist?
No, not right now.
I think that might be wise. It just worries me that this could be precipitating some form of a manic type of biology. And although it hasn't really blown up into a full-blown hypomania yet, this sexual thing does suggest some cycling, and that's something that really should be looked at by a psychiatrist.
Good times.
Good
though,
times.
Right?
Yeah, all good times.
I had a nice time when I pulled into Politically Incorrect tonight. There was, you know, I don't remember anybody's name or face.
Yeah.
I mean, within the industry.
And you're not as bad as I am, though. Seriously.
I think I'm worse than you are.
Oh, please. You're the one that has to inform me who people are.
Yeah, but that's a band who's been on the show. I screw up with
eight
all
times.
The executives and publicists producers and segment producers. And
right, right, right. Who was there?
Well, you know, here's the thing. I've done Politically Incorrect. I don't know. I'm going to get on the internet and figure it out. Now, this is another thing. I couldn't tell you if I did it 8 times or 14 times, but I'll say it's probably about 11 or 12
times
I've done it.
I think I've done about 10. But so much so, over such a period of time, we know the previous administration and personnel and
right.
stuff.
Well, I don't remember anyone's name over there but Bill Maher. That's number one. Yeah. And I'm like I'm old buddy. So, hey, Adam. Hey, Adam. Thanks for coming back. I can't remember anyone's name. But today I pulled up and they always meet you by the door. But instead of one person meeting you at the door and walking you up, two people met me at the door, and we're sitting around and chatting, and we're getting into the elevator, and I looked at the one blonde-haired chick, and I said, 6 weeks left, huh? Because, you know, PI is going off the air in 6 weeks, you know? What are you going to do? And she looked at me, and she goes, I'm with Comedy Central. I've been with them for a number of years.
Oh.
You know, it's like she's been my executive over at Comedy Central for the last 3.5 years.
Bad times.
I thought she was with PI.
Bad
times. That's Comedy Central. I'm doing three shows now on their network, for Christ's sake. And I'm looking at her going, what are you going to do in 6 weeks?
Oh.
See, but this is why. You want to know the lesson I've learned here? Not that you should remember people's names and faces, that you shouldn't talk to people ever.
I know, that'd be your...
That's the message. Yes. That's what I walked away with. Jennifer?
Hi.
You're 26.
How are you this week?
This good. Week we're good.
This week's fine, thank you.
That's good. I called last week, so...
Oh, okay. Were we not so good last week?
Yeah, it was good last week. I was the frigid type who was afraid to get involved with somebody new. Whatever.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember that.
So, So anyway, I had.
You work for Comedy Central? What?
I know. I had unprotected sex with my boyfriend last night, and I wanted to, my ex-boyfriend, I wanted to know if Planned Parenthood was the only place I could get the morning after pill.
Absolutely not.
The only place?
No.
Okay, without having been seen by a doctor, though.
I'm not sure the Planned Parenthood will do it without having you seen by a doctor, and it depends what state you're in.
Don't they have doctors over there? Planned Parenthood?
Doctors.
Shush up.
Oh.
Shush.
Why don't you want to be seen? Let's ask that.
I don't have any insurance.
All right. It is a place you can go and do it for low cost, that's for sure. In some states, including California, you can now just go to a pharmacy and get it directly. There are certain different states have different protocols that doctors have to sort of sign on to sort of authorize pharmacists to dispense this. But mostly out here in the Pacific areas, California, Washington, you can get the morning after pill without a prescription. You might
Chicago.
I know. You might call I think it's the Prevent hotline. It's either Prevent or Plan B. It's 1-888 not too late.
Not too late. I'll have to remember that.
Yeah, 1-888 not too late. And then she also wanted to know what mahalo meant.
Oh, thank you.
In Hawaiian.
Right. So they got six words over there that mean 2,600 things. The world's laziest linguists over there. Hey, Drew.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this. You know, you're out here in California. You practice in California, Southern California. You always have to sort of speculate on what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, out here, we're allowed to give the prescription 24 hours after, but over there, I'm not sure if they... And I know in the Seattle area, you can get the... What's up? We can't just figure out something that works. I mean, let me expand this just
this
a
not,
little
this
bit.
This is not a medical thing. This is a remnant of our history as a country.
I know, but I mean... Age of consent.
Yeah.
Can't just come up with 17 and just go across the board on it, or are things that much dramatically different in Hawaii than they are in California, than they are in Delaware? Yeah. And what about booze, you know? I mean, 0.08 is 502 here, and it's 0.10 in a lot of parts of the country.
No, you're not drunk except in California.
Here's my point.
It must be the air here.
Can you really blame a guy who's been living in Hawaii his whole life and the age of consent is 9 over there? Although the kids at age 9 are 180 pounds. But the age of consent in Hawaii is like 14 or something. It's young. I don't know what it is. Then he moves to Delaware. It goes to 17. How the F is he supposed to know? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and what about drinking and driving? And can't we just decide? And we got a number on when you can go into the military, and we got a number on when you can buy alcohol. And
yeah, remember when
you
each state had different speed limits and things, too?
Yes.
Really?
We now have speed limits. We have a number on Social Security, when you're eligible for it, and so on and so forth. Can't just come up with a number or a system for what pill, what you can get over the counter, what you need a doctor's prescription for.
Does
this make sense with people moving around and getting confused?
Yes.
And people like you having to speculate on what's going on in other parts of the country?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Drew.
You're always right.
Get that age of consent thing out. I want to figure out if Hawaii is 14 or whatever it is.
I think actually, it's strange we picked Delaware and Hawaii. I think those are two that are at different ends of the spectrum.
Well, that's good, though, right?
But I think Delaware is the one at the other end.
Oh, you mean it's low?
Yeah.
I thought Hawaii was low for some reason. Did you have
to tape
back your marks a lot more?
Yeah, and then it disappeared. Here's right here.
Hey, Ben?
Adam, what's up?
Ben, you're 21. What's going on?
Hey, Ben, hold on 1 second here. Azerbaijan, Austria. She's got everything in
Austria.
Azerbaijan, what are you talking about? Okay, so Delaware.
I would have said that, but I couldn't pronounce the Azerbaijan.
16.
16 in Delaware?
So 16/18. That's that thing where you can be within 2 years.
That's the other thing, too.
Hawaii, 14. You're right.
14 years old in Hawaii. Now, could you really blame a guy who'd spent the last 10 years in Hawaii if he moved to Delaware?
And plus, after all that pot stuff, imagine.
Yeah, just you lived in Hawaii just surfing and smoking weed for 20 years, then you move to Delaware and you bang a 15-year-old and you're guilty all of a sudden?
Mm.
You blow a .09 and you're guilty? Ben?
Yeah, Adam, you are truly the main mayonnaise.
Thank you.
Ooh, law repeals.
And Drew, you are a passionate man.
That's true.
Adam, you're the funny guy. And Drew, you're serious. That too.
That's true.
Yeah, thanks.
I got a question for you, Adam. Next month, me and a couple buddies are going to Vegas for our first time.
Yeah.
First time.
And we want to know the good strip clubs to go to.
All right. Well, where are you staying? Do you know?
I think the stratosphere.
Good times. So you better hope the terrorists don't hit. That thing falls over and you end up in Henderson, right? Is that you end up like in a swimming pool
like
at
me,
Henderson?
Like me.
Oh, you fall over. Well,
it depends which way it goes.
If it falls toward Hoover Dam, hopefully you hit Lake Mead, and you just drown. Jesus, stratosphere. I'm scared to look at the stratosphere. Much less that roller coaster on top. All right,
we're a bunch of poor construction.
All right, that's good.
For the cheap deal.
What kind of construction work do you do?
I'm in quality control for paving.
Good times. Is that with a big outfit then, right?
Yeah, big outfit.
Yeah. Let me explain what the quality control guy does. Hey, you Mexicans, get to work! am I right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. They're good at that masonry, those people.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I would go to the Olympic Garden. The OG. Oh, we go there
Gardens.
A lot. Yeah, Olympic Gardens. It's real close to the stratosphere.
Why?
And yeah. It's just tons of chicks, and it's big, and you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. You're going to spend a little money, but here's what you got to do over there. You do that, first off. Uh-oh.
All of our callers live by train tracks.
Yep, 1020's coming through. You got to, don't sit right on the edge of the stage, because they expect you to tip. Sit like one or two seats back from the edge, and you can sit there and not tip for hours on end. All right? And get your money out before you go in there. Don't keep going to the ATM that's in there, because it's like $5-$8 a pop. It's incredibly expensive.
Just to use the ATM.
Just to use the ATM in the strip club of all places.
You
like
have
that
to buy,
money's not
you have
just
to,
going right back in there.
You have to buy a bottle of champagne to use the ATM?
No, yeah, you got to get it drunk to get money out of it. All right?
Any other ones for us?
Any other places? Paradise is good. That's across the street from the Hard Rock. I kind of like that place. It's my buddies don't like it quite as much as Olympic Garden, but I enjoy that Paradise.
Why?
I don't know. Just it's one of those things.
Huh. I think, man.
I can't explain. It's just a feeling I get. All right, enjoy. Go down to Slots of Fun. Have yourself some 99-cent foot-long hot dogs and some Heinekens. I should imagine seeing Vegas for the first time at 21.
Oh, geez.
Now. Well, I mean, that place is dramatically
that
different.
That kind of happened to me. I went there once in like 1972,
mm-hmm.
overnight in 1980, and the next thing it's 1991 I showed up there.
Oh, really?
Dramatically different time.
The thing about going to Vegas is it's like, you know when there's someone you knew and they get real fat? If you see them every 3 weeks,
you don't notice it.
You don't notice them.
Yeah.
But if you don't see them for like 5 years and they put on 125 pounds and you see them like, whoa, you really get the full impact of their lardness.
Yeah.
That's what Vegas is.
I mean, in 1972, we stayed at the Hilton International, new hotel.
Oh, wow.
New hotel.
You mean
in 1980,
Elvis used to perform?
Yes. 1980, I stayed at the Sands.
Oh, wow. Man, I mean, when you were there in 72, it was dramatically different.
The International Hilton was way outside of town. It was like out in the distance somewhere. There was no, that whole end with the Marat didn't exist.
Good times. All right, let's take ourselves a little break. When we come back, we'll speak to Katie. Katie's 21, 15 days late on her period. Test said not pregnant. Possible error? After this. Hey, everybody. Love Line. Adam Carolla, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. All right, let's hop back to the phone, speak to
Katie.
Hop back to the phone?
Hop.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy. I got to really examine myself when I get home with that
I'm
hop
sure
phone.
You will.
Katie, you're 21.
Yes, I am.
Missed your period, or it's 15 days late, right?
Yeah, and I took a test, and it was generic, but I don't think that matters. And it said I wasn't, but my mom, I'm just wondering if this is hereditary, if my mom was pregnant with my brother, and she had 4 negative tests, and she was 4 months pregnant.
Interesting possibility. I don't know of anything specifically, like as though there's some sort of syndrome like that, but I suppose it's possible. Do you ever miss your period? Is this the first time this happened?
Yes, actually, I've been a little off lately, but I've never been this off.
All right, but never before. And you're on no medication, you haven't been sick, you haven't lost weight.
No.
No excessive exertion or changes in you haven't been traveling or stressed, anything like
no.
that?
No. No, not at all.
What, have you been having sex?
Well, yeah, I have a fiance.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So I'm sorry. I got your bio confused with someone else's. I wasn't reading the right page.
Yeah, it's possibly negative, but not likely.
Well, are you on the pill? Are you doing anything?
No.
No. What do you expect?
I mean,
I'm not getting preachy here, but if you're telling me I'm on the pill or we use a condom or something, then I'm going to say, well, you're probably running late.
Less but likely, yeah.
Using protection, I'm probably pregnant.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even a big deal if I am. It's just, I wonder if it's a hereditary thing. I mean, I'd like to know, you know.
I know of no hereditary syndrome like that.
You don't know any?
I've never heard of a hereditary syndrome like that.
Actually, he knows of one, but he's not letting on.
I'm not going to tell you.
I thought he wasn't.
That's right. He wrote a little note down here.
So don't tell Katie.
I thought that's what it was.
He wrote that down before the show, ironically. All right, baby, you don't mind getting pregnant. You're not using protection, so now maybe you're pregnant.
Well, I'm just wondering if it's a hereditary thing.
I understand. And Drew, like I said, he knows, but he's not going to tell you.
All right, thanks, Drew.
All right, baby.
Bye, Adam.
Take care now.
Wow.
I think she's going to go back and tell her fiance that Drew knows, but refused the information.
Yes, that's what she's going to say.
Really?
What troubles me more than that is that's one of our callers, not an unusual one of our callers. So how many of our listeners are thinking the same damn thing?
Most of it.
Yeah, it scares me.
Or maybe they're listening to the conversation we're having right now, and that's changing their mind.
Or not. They may be missing the subtle.
Hold on. Do you guys hear us now? Yeah. Yeah, they do. They're not. Nod your head. Yeah. Amber?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
I have, green stuff coming out of my nipples.
Good times?
And, like...
Both sides?
Huh?
Both sides?
Yeah.
Are you on any medication?
No.
Hmm. Any, have you irritated them at all? Are they hurt? Or any, piercings or anything like that?
No.
And again, nothing has happened to sort of stimulate them or irritate the breasts?
Not as far as I know.
And you don't feel any masses or anything in there?
Mm-mm.
Well, the green stuff is probably some kind of a milk discharge, maybe an old milk, and that is something that should be evaluated.
All right.
Thyroid conditions, medication. You know, medicine last month even? Amber?
Yeah?
Turn the radio off.
Okay.
Anything in the last month medication-wise?
No.
Nothing?
Mm-mm.
You know, birth control pills? Nothing?
No.
All right. And, get a hormonal evaluation to make sure it's not a thyroid condition or something called a prolactinoma, these tumors that can be growing your pituitary gland, or even a pregnancy. Is there any chance you're pregnant?
Maybe.
Ooh, there we go.
What happened there?
I don't know.
You have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
You guys using protection?
Sometimes.
Oh, boy.
You gotta use it all the time, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yes. You guess.
Well,
what's behind that thought, I guess? Just help me.
No, she's just expressing herself the way young people express themselves.
Or is that, screw you, I've got something else in mind, I'm not gonna tell you.
No. That's just, I guess. That's just teenage talk for, I screwed up and I don't have a good excuse.
Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wait a minute. That's a diss.
What?
No, I don't mean it as a diss, actually. What I'm thinking is that she has a little plan afoot, and she's going to execute it on her own.
No, I didn't get that vibe from her.
Right.
I had the vibe from she's 17. She knows she should know better. She's been a little irresponsible, and she doesn't really have a good comeback.
All right.
Why aren't you using birth control,
okay.
Right?
All right.
Is that true, Amber?
What?
All right. Hi, baby. Listen, please don't get pregnant. Please.
I'm also wondering about the birth control shot.
What about it?
How do I get it? Do I have to, see a gynecologist or what?
Yeah, any doctor, gynecologist, Planned Parenthood. Pasadena Planned Parenthood. You're right there in Pasadena. I'm sure they have the shot. Good birth control. Okay? But you want to be sure you're not pregnant before they're going to give you that. But at least you're planning. Good. Go get that shot.
Everybody, don't get pregnant. Please. Please. I haven't talked about this in at least a week or so, but hey, if we can get stupid people to stop cranking out so many kids, turn this country into a little utopia in a matter of 20 years. That's all it is. Isn't that all it is?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that the answer? Does it go any further than that?
Yeah.
Everybody picture a world where kids are wanted in coming into a family that are together, a unit, and can afford them and afford to support them and love them. Now, picture the percentage of those kids that are going to become violent criminals and pedophiles and rapists and murderers.
Small number.
What percentage? Yeah, there is a percentage of people that just come out with a wire cross in their head. Mm-hmm. And they come from good families, and they still become mass murderers. But the overwhelming majority of people who are screwing this country over, be it whether it's not paying taxes or killing people or vandalism or whatever the hell their part is for screwing this country, it's bad families, unwanted kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's all of it.
That's all of it.
You eliminate that. Now we don't need the prisons. We don't need the LoJack. We don't need the car alarms. Everyone, leave the briefcase right on the passenger seat of your car, park it on the street, leave the window open, and head on up for the night. That's it. You think one of Drew's kids is going to steal it?
Mm-mm.
No. No. I don't know. Don't the politicians know this? Doesn't the government know this? Don't they have to know it? Is there something that's in it for them to keep this cycle going? Building prisons, talking about being tough on crime, worried about certain groups, ethnic groups, religious groups. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, it must be somebody's power base to keep a certain population a certain way.
Is it, or are they? I get the feeling that the government is just that uneducated when it comes to basic human emotions. I think their intelligence when it comes to sort of
Humanity 101.
Psychology and humanity is way off.
If that's true, that is a terrible, sad indictment. It's 2002 now. You'd think people would...
Don't you think it's true?
But you would think somewhere a modern or current understanding of human systems would sort of seep in, at least.
Shouldn't there be a czar of psychology?
This show pipes into Washington, D.C. Why don't they got to pick it up. Somebody in that town's got to pick it up, right?
Listen, here's the thing, everybody. I don't want to get preachy, but
go ahead.
Here goes. Here's how you can figure things out. It's real easy. Just figure out what motivates people, figure out what's in it for people, and then you can work right around it. And what I mean is
how they work.
Yeah. So I didn't want to get my car stereo stolen many years ago, so I spray painted it beige. And I figured out that anybody who's stealing a car stereo is high and they're trying to score drugs. And if my stereo is painted beige, they can't turn around and sell it. It's a desperate crime. You're punching in a window of a car and yanking out a stereo. And I parked it in the worst neighborhood in Hollywood for years. Never got stolen. Car got stolen on more than one occasion. When I found the car, stereo, still in it. And it was a good Sony stereo back in the day when everyone got their stereo stolen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. I just figured out how people work, and I just headed them off at the pass. We should do that from a governmental standpoint. It would make sense to me. Okay, let's talk to Drew, a caller Drew. Named Drew, who's 29. Drew?
How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, big fan of you guys. First time caller.
Good times.
All right, listen, hey, Drew, I've been listening to you. I've been a pothead for like 16 years, and then I finally keep talking. You got to get help, so I went and got acupuncture, and I went on a 10-day intense silent meditation retreat, and... Now it worked. I stopped. So
good. Hope you stay off. If that's all it took to stay off pot, that's what I'd recommend to people. Unfortunately, it tends not to be enough. So I'd strongly urge you to get involved with MA and grab a sponsor and start that process of growth that actually has shown to stop the people going back to pot. Because most people can stop. It's not the stopping part that's so difficult. It's the staying stopped.
Well, you know what? The meditation is called Vipassana. You ever heard of it?
No, but, the original 12-step was built on a Jungian philosophy. So there was an Eastern element to how they developed this process. And he derived ample input from that whole discipline, that whole area. And that's in there.
Well, the meditation's based on, like, what you do is you observe the sensations on your body. And then what that does is it helps you break craving in general. It's not just you. People aren't addicted to pot. They're addicted to craving itself. Uh-huh. Is what the theory is behind it.
Hey, Grasshopper?
Yeah.
I'm curious about how the acupuncture went.
The acupuncture really helped a lot because I couldn't get on the meditation course for a while. And they do the ear, they do about 5 or 6 needles in the ear each.
Mm-hmm.
And it really did do something. I mean...
There you go. Didn't help his phone.
Yeah, unfortunately, acupuncture has been studied many times for addiction, and while it may make things more comfortable, he's doing things that can get him stopped for a short period of time, but do nothing to prevent the progression of this disease we call addiction. Yeah. And people are not addicted to craving. It's opioid melanocortin and hypothalamus that's, a lot about the biology that's going on there. And these are primitive reptilian parts of your brain that have been profoundly altered by this drug. And it's not about being, it's not about your conscious brain doing anything. It's completely overrun by impulses and drives from the lower centers.
But if he believes it works,
well, he's off it now. That's fine. It's great that he's off it now, but he's got to engage in something more. Or it will return.
And I like the meditation stuff.
Yeah,
I like that. I wish I could do that.
Can meditate?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you kidding? A gnat would fly by and you'd break your concentration.
Gnat would fly by over Nebraska and wake me up.
Yeah.
Yeah, can't do it. I wish I could. All right, let's take ourselves a little break. When we come back, who do you want to speak to there, Drew?
How about this?
And please, once again, I've cautioned you guys against putting a little too much stock in the ancient wonders of the wisdom of the medicine that comes out of the Far East.
Right.
Please, believe me.
We would not have needed to develop Western medicine if that was so fantastically successful.
These guys are grinding up rhino horn. Trying to get a boner, and we kick their ass every couple of years in a war. So please, believe me, it's not going on over there. Thank you. We'll be back.
Mega?
Yeah. Mugga. Mugga Jaw.
You haven't heard these guys in a while.
Oh, System of a Down?
Yeah. We were having dinner with them
not too long ago. We ate some Armenian food with them in Glendale.
No, cannot have.
Yeah.
Try this beverage. It's goat-based. No, cannot have. You cannot have. No mixing. No, cannot have. Read menu. No. Get fired. No.
Let us see. I'm convinced that all the guys who run the falafel stands out here in Southern California just listen to that in practice. They must, when they have like
chanted.
Yeah, they have new employees. When they have to break in new employees at the shawarma house.
They play a video with that music behind it.
Yeah. They're like, let's say a customer wants to have half chicken shawarma, half lamb shawarma. What would you do? Well, I guess I would no. Now, your answer is no, cannot have. So you want to give that a try? Can't have. No, cannot have. No, you sorry? No, you're fired. You said so. Use the S word. You're fired. Get out.
No, not all right.
I swear to Christ, I was at a falafel place telling the guy I wanted to give him, I swear to Christ, $10. I had no cash on me. I ordered a goddamn falafel sandwich for $3.95. He said, that is $10 minimum. Because I wanted to use my credit card. I didn't have any cash. I'm like, fine, charge me $10 for this sandwich. No! Like, listen, maybe you misunderstood. I'm saying charge me the full $10 minimum for the $4. No! Are you that excited about saying no?
It's more than that. It's like, you can't pull one over on me, smart guy. I'll show you.
Oh, my God. The Zanku chicken bitch over there in Van Nuys giving me a hard time. Oh, Jesus Christ. Look, it's the meanest breed of person on the planet, is it not? How much do they relish with the no? Jesus Christ. All right.
Here we go.
I'm done with those people. But I keep going back for the food. Now I send people to go get it because I can't.
Because you're a big star now.
I can't emotionally deal with it. But, it's funny when normal people don't understand. They Daniel, who works for The Man Show, our executive producer, wanted like all meat chicken and his Zanku chicken or something. And he was like, huh? What? And I could hear him on the phone. No, just give me the. No, I'll pay. No, you don't understand. No, I'm asking. You know, like, no, cannot have, no. He's like, listen, no, you'll pay, and I'm like waving Daniel off. No, don't try to talk to these people.
Yeah.
Don't, no, you can do nothing. You point at what's on the menu, and that's what you get.
Hello?
Albert?
Yes.
What's up?
Hey, you were talking about people having babies, and they're having babies all the time. What if they did something like pay people not to have babies?
Or what if they, I think the way we were thinking of it, what if people didn't get paid if they had babies?
Well, people are being paid when they have babies. I have a sister that seems like every kid she gets a bigger check each month from the state or for the government.
I know, that's our point. You're making our point, Albert.
Isn't that what just said?
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Okay.
Yeah, but I agree with you. Let's pay them not to have it.
You know, the government already pays out hundreds and hundreds of dollars per child on these welfare. And shoot, the government pays farmers not to grow certain crops. You know, maybe we ought to just pay them not to have kids too.
Yeah,
and
I like the farm analogy. I like that.
It's true. It's like, look, we don't want to bring this crop into the world. We're going to pay you.
No, we don't want to ruin the breadbasket. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I'm with you.
We don't want to glut the world with this crud, you know?
Look, it would save us billions of dollars if we just paid certain people not to have kids.
Absolutely.
And we ought to just do it. Why not?
Let's just do it.
And you know what? They would just use the money on speed and eventually kill themselves anyway, and we could just check them off the list. You know, that's what we ought to do. You know what we ought to do?
A huge list?
Just start getting some really, just start circulating some really bad speed. And then pay people not to have kids, and they just spend that money on drugs, and they just blow their head off.
How much worse?
You get rid of all kinds of people then.
That's right, buddy.
How much worse does speed have to be already?
Yeah, I mean,
stuff, already is.
I'm talking about stuff where if you did a few rails of it, you just would keel over.
We'll call it ecstasy.
Yeah. Oh, Drew, please, buddy. All right,
okay,
Albert.
So this is what we can tell our legislators next now, right?
No.
Well, when Adam becomes president.
Our legislators are too scared to talk about reproduction.
And they're probably too scared to talk to you guys, too, right?
Oh, they don't even know who we are. Yeah. They go to bed at 8 and they're drunk. I told you. I talked to Maxine Waters out here once about the morning after pill.
Yeah.
She didn't even know what was going on. She's like a drunken Aunt Esther from Sanford and Son. I looked in her eyes. I just saw pinwheels going around. I thought, this is a politician? She didn't, I didn't think Maxine Waters knew where she was. I saw her on PI. I think she has to have people like drag around, show her where the car is and stuff. I don't even know what she does for this state, but apparently it's not much. She just sits and complains. All right. That's it. Don't you love this country, though? Say what we want about Maxine Waters. And we make 10 times more than that crazy bitch does. All right. Let's talk to Andrew, who's 19. Andrew?
How's it going?
Good.
That's good. Well, here's my story. I knew this girl for about a year. We've been friends for about a year now. And about 2 weeks ago, I was at her house, and I ate her out. Like, I don't know, I guess she wanted me to or something.
Good time.
And then she told me she liked me, you know, and she wanted to hook up or whatever.
Andrew, you really know how to turn a phrase. It's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. She wanted me to, so I ate her out. That's good. Nice. Good times. Okay.
Yeah, so anyway.
Yeah.
So you know, if like a lizard could talk, this is how a lizard would talk.
I suspect you're right. Go ahead.
You ever think about that?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Andrew.
All right, so she wants to hook up with me, right?
Right.
And for about the last, you know, week or so, she's been avoiding me.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you mean she wants to hook up with you?
She wanted to hook up with him.
You know, like go out, like boyfriend, girlfriend.
This was after you had your physical encounter with her.
Yeah.
And how did you just not respond to that? Did you put her off?
No. I call her, like, every day and stuff, but, like, it's like she's avoiding me. She won't answer her phone.
How could she want? Whoa! How could she want to go out with you and be avoiding you at the same time?
Well, that's my question. Like, why would she be avoiding me? But like, if I do get a hold of her, then she's like, yeah, I still like you and all this, you know?
Yeah, if you do get hold of her. People are nicer when you get hold of them.
Let's assume she does it. Actions always are more honest, accurate, and clear than words. Right?
That's all there is.
Yeah.
That's all you
bottom,
should go
bottom
off
Bottom line
of.
Is the bottom line. The bottom line is she's avoiding you. You're not with her. There's a reason for that.
Right.
And it's not going to be something good. Yeah, it's not going to be good.
So you think I should just move on then?
I don't think you have a choice, do you?
No.
Well, he can keep stalking her.
Yeah.
Like a normal 19-year-old.
All right, Andrew, I'm going to ask a couple of quick questions here.
What's that?
Construction or junior college?
Junior college.
Okay, buddy. It's time to get out of junior college.
Well, now ask him about veal.
Do you know what kind of animal veal comes from?
Would it be a snake?
Snake. Okay. How about venison?
Oh.
Venison. Just make a guess. Or educated guess, mind you.
I'm going to say a fish.
Fish.
What kind of fish? Hold on. Fresh or salt? Fresh or salt water? Salt water?
Yeah.
Salt water?
Deep sea?
Not true. Come on. He doesn't know the coastal fish. And what kind of fish? You have a type of fish? It's getting warm.
No.
No fish. Just a fish?
No, it's like a halibut, or is it like a bass?
Salt water?
I'm not really a fish professional.
Okay. Yeah, but you know venison, so.
All right, so venison, fish.
Veal.
Veal.
Snake.
Snake?
Yeah.
Right.
Snake.
Really? You're standing by snake, huh?
Yeah.
Have you had?
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you.
You know, like you go to an Italian restaurant, you see veal cutlet on the menu. That's
snake.
Fearless snake.
But thank him. You'll be talking about his ass for 40 minutes.
Andrew, listen.
Is that bad or is that?
No, that's good. Those were good. Andrew, you got to
get out of junior college.
Always get out of junior college and go to work. Number one. Number two. Always listen to what people not are telling you but are showing you. And
right.
She's showing you she don't want to be with you.
Deal with reality and reality is
then that's perfectly fine, Andrew. There's plenty of chicks that do want to be with you.
There you go.
All right?
All right.
All right. They haven't been born yet, but they're out. No.
Drywall?
We got to take a, he's got to get into construction.
But
drywall? No, I'm thinking roofing.
Oh, oof.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back. Line, fast growing outlaw radio, North America. Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you a little bit, kids. We got ourselves a 50,000 watt flamethrower. They were coming anyway. Burning up the airwaves, rocking the third shift. Yeah, we're your party people. I'll tell you what, man. I tell you, if I was having a better time, I couldn't stand it. The law wouldn't allow it. I can tell you what I did last week, but I can't remember. Oh, man. I got so effed up, dude. Oh, man. I don't even know. Man, I was a chick, man. I woke up the next morning, man. I would chew my arm off, man. You ever have those nights, Drew? You just want to chew that arm right off, man. But that bitch, you're so ugly. You got so jacked up. You were some ugly bitch. I can tell you. I'll tell you what I did last week, but I have to kill you. Drew's mic doesn't work.
Right.
It's
with this.
There you go. All right.
Let's go.
Woo!
Look at this list of stuff we made from the 70s. You see this?
Drew, we made a list of stuff. That doesn't sound like us to make a list.
Look at it.
Drew, what list is this? What are you showing me?
It's a list I did. I guess I doodled one night when we were going over things that we're missing from the 70s humor.
Oh, really? Yeah, put the
voodoo dolls, souffle humor, quicksand.
Yeah.
Crazy white suits, straight jackets, Napoleon.
Ooh, you know, yeah.
Crazy.
Gorilla costumes.
Amnesia hits on the head with a coconut.
Yeah.
Pregnancy humor.
Drew, put the lumps on the head humor.
Oh, yeah, lumps.
People don't get the lumps on the head
anymore.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, Drew? Yeah. Caller, Drew?
Here we are.
Yeah, dude.
What's up, dude?
Well, ever since I was 14, I find that I've been addicted to masturbation.
Mm-hmm. How many times a day can we put you down for?
About 3 times.
Yeah.
More or less.
What are you now, 21?
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
Well, it's not that I feel that it's wrong or that it's necessarily bad to masturbate in itself, but it's that I feel that it's bad to be a slave to something, you know, and that I couldn't stop if I wanted to.
So you cannot stop. And now, does it ever affect your life in ways that we would consider it sort of a consequence? Does it, you know, impair your schoolwork or your relationships?
Definitely affected some relationships.
Your health? How in relationships?
Well, I told one of my girlfriends that I was masturbating, and she thought it was a problem with me. She felt like she wasn't doing enough, you know?
Yeah, but there's some women that feel that way if you're masturbating once a month. It may not be your compulsion that's doing it. It's just the fact that you masturbate, and then that's her problem.
Yeah.
So have you failed tests or had physical problems or anything?
He got jizz all over Scantron once it stuck together. Wouldn't go through the machine.
No, I never had that problem, sorry.
True, you ever hear when your tests go through one of those Scantron machines?
Ever hear them?
Yeah, it makes a noise. Here's what I'm saying. Caller Drew, you ever hear that?
No, I've never heard that. No.
When I was in high school, I did the Scantron. I was present when one of my Scantron tests, like in Spanish, went through the machine.
Yeah.
And I was listening to the, you know, it's like 50 questions on the test, and you hear this, like, you know, this sound each time there's one that's wrong. And they pass it through this thing like a computer card, like an old-time computer card. And I saw, like, the three before me go through, and it was like, and it came out the other side.
Yours was like,
and mine just lit up like a Christmas with a... I mean, it just... It was like, it was crazy. I was like, it was humiliating. I thought the machine was broken or something. The smoke started coming out. The machine vomited on my thing. It wiped its ass. There was fecal matter on the Scantron when it came out the other
side. Waved its private parts at you.
They keep a little store of fecal matter in the thing for the... For the you know, zero, for the percentile that's under
10%. For the offensively bad test.
Actually, rub a skunk stripe of fecal matter on the Scantron as it comes out the back. Okay, now wait a minute. Drew?
Yeah.
Okay. Look.
We're not yet seeing it.
I think the fact that you think you're a slave to it is the part that's a problem.
Yeah.
More than the masturbation.
Well, and the fact that he feels he can't stop even if he tried or wanted to, it'd be impossible for him. That's an interesting thing to come to terms with, isn't it? You know, if you want to just eat less or masturbate less, you feel like you can't. That's a scary feeling.
I don't know.
I've tried to cut back on it before, and I was unsuccessful.
Are you religious?
Yeah.
Well, that's the part. Do you have
guilt about this?
A little bit, yeah.
What are you, Catholic?
No, I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
And there's a thing about masturbation there?
Yeah.
And what is it they're advocating?
Basically that it's wrong to self-stimulate.
Have you talked to anybody about that?
Yeah, I've talked to some of my ecclesiastical leaders about it.
Ecclesiasticals?
I'm sorry?
Hold on, Jimmy, I'm so used to Jimmy farting. Drew broke some wind in here, huh? Not sure how to react just yet. I'm putting my shirt up, just play it safe. Drew, what'd you eat tonight? Some onion or something?
It was a random event.
drink a little Kool-Aid here, you know, that could be a problem.
Yeah. Hey, caller, Drew?
Yeah.
Listen, I think the church is freaking you out with the beating off.
I think that's what's making you do it more, even.
Yes.
Really?
It can, yes, because you start obsessing, and it's like it becomes like a scab that you keep picking.
Like
and
a diet,
messing with.
Thinking about dieting all the time, you end up thinking about food and eating, or you feel guilty and you want to escape from those feelings. And masturbation becomes an escape mechanism too from unpleasant feelings.
I can't figure out what's going on in here with Drew's ass. I know it's not good, but I'm not getting hit. Not getting hit hard with it.
It's not bad.
Okay, it's not bad. Katie.
Hello.
You're 14.
Oh my God, I'm on.
Yeah, what's up?
Not much. My dad is a complete a-hole. Like, he cheats on my mom, and he just, like, totally verbally harasses me at home.
Great, great.
Mm-hmm. How do you know he cheats on your mom?
Well, like, just tonight, like, today I went online, and I found, like, all these, like, Yahoo personal stuff, and I went through all the files and found, like, what he's been saying, and, like, tonight, like, his, like, mistress or whatever called and hung up on my mom. And, like,
how do you know these aren't people he's just sort of carrying on with online or on the phone, that kind of thing?
Yeah, how do you know his mistress called and hung up?
Well, it could be just somebody
because
who's
just... Because he's, like, cheated on my mom before.
And that's been... He's been caught.
How does that mean his mistress called tonight?
Like, she called, like, at 11. I'm on the East Coast. And she called in at 11.
How do you know?
Because, like, I heard it from my room.
You heard her in a voice?
No, I heard my mom go, like, hello, we have caller ID, and she asked my dad, like, who's this? And
all right. It doesn't necessarily mean it was his mistress calling. Why would his mistress call his house at 11 o'clock at night? She hates her dad.
I know.
Hold on a second.
Well, let's hear that little conversation.
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Katie?
Yeah?
Is that your mom?
Yeah, she told me to talk lower.
Okay. She knows you're on the radio?
She knows I call.
Okay.
She knows she's called. I asked her for permission. She knows I listen to it. She's listened to the show before.
Okay, hold on. Hi, Katie's mom. Hey, Kate, do we have to whisper?
Yeah, I think we should.
We do?
With all respect.
No, I don't want to. Katie, listen to me. Your dad messaged the mom.
Get the hell out of that a-hole.
Your dad's an a-hole.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, don't make everything he does abusive.
Well, he used to physically abuse me.
No, we get that he's abusive. Don't get us wrong.
Like everything like that, and he won't want to go to therapy or anything.
But that's where you gotta get some help. How about your mom going to some therapy too?
I know, but like I've gone to therapy, and like every time my dad would like find out, he like blows up. And see, my mom like it's sort of like a stay together for the kids thing.
Do you by the way tell your therapist that he was beating on you?
He used to be.
Do you tell the therapist that?
Yeah,
right.
She's like, but she doesn't really.
Why don't you call the therapist you were seeing and see, find a way to get back, reconnect with her or him?
I'll tell you what you need to do, Katie. How about this? Does your mom work?
No, she stays home because she has severe rheumatoid arthritis.
Oh, jeez.
And so she can't get a job.
Okay.
Like two little kids. I have two little fish.
Okay, listen. Does your dad go to work?
Yeah, he's like totally a total workaholic.
Good.
He's out
of the house a lot.
Is he an alcoholic?
What?
Is he an alcoholic?
No, he's just an a-hole, a natural a-hole.
Well, okay. There is that assaholic.
That's true. Hey, Katie, look.
Yeah.
Talk to your mom tomorrow and tell her, listen, I got problems with dad, and it's going to screw me up with men big time. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about going lesbian.
So or a stripper, one of them.
Or worse. So let's get me some help.
Okay.
And just talk to your mom. And tell her, seriously, it'll probably freak her out, but seriously tell her, because of the way I feel about dad and because of the relationship I have with my father, I really think it's going to screw me up in my feelings toward men and my relationships down the road.
Yeah.
And I may get caught up with a guy like this. So let's get me some therapy so this doesn't happen.
Yeah, I'm already, like, screwed up enough because, like, I was molested when I was 8.
Mm. Who did that?
My next-door neighbor.
Was that around the time your dad was beating on you, too?
He was doing that earlier.
See, that's what sets kids up for this. That's right. What the victimizers pick up on. They pick up. They can get this way with this. It's uncanny. How's that? What was that?
First mic's going south. It's when the victimizers are trying to shut your mic off. Yeah, but see, Drew, I don't know. I think when people live next door to people, they go over and they give it a shot.
Oh, but then the victims start behaving like victims.
Yeah.
And the victimizers just keep going.
See, it doesn't. Here's
so it's not a premeditated thing. It's not like they go, oh, there's one over there. It's they're carpet bombing.
They spread it out.
They're spreading around. They get one.
Well, they're like some biological warfare, some disease,
right.
Some smallpox that's spread into the community. And there's a certain amount of the community that's immune to it because they've had it or they have the antibody or whatever. But then the other people get it. But they're just spreading it out, seeing where it takes.
Yeah, it could be.
And they can tell. You know why? Because you get a little abusive with someone who ain't going to take it and you get a serious reaction.
Yeah.
It's no different mentally and emotionally than it is physically.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a person who's prone to punch back, how much are you going to mess with them physically before you get hit?
Right.
Immediately.
Right.
They get the same thing, and it's the same thing socially and psychologically.
And quite literally physically, too, because they will not fight back.
Right. All right. Eric?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Bro, man.
Hey, guy, dude, bro, what's happening?
Dude, don't even play like that, okay?
Dude, bro.
Eric has too much respect for you, Adam.
What's going on, Brianna?
Okay, yesterday, my girlfriend gave me a hand job, and, like, it took for probably about, like, 30 minutes. She is terrible.
Dude. Yeah?
Bro, no.
Bro, and, hey, dude, bro, did you use lubrication or dry run, bro?
It was dry.
Okay, dude. And would you have appreciated some lube?
No, it's just that she didn't even know how to do it.
I know, but would you have liked some lube?
No, man, I go dry.
You go dry?
Yeah.
It's not a hand job, it's got lube.
Well, no, we were talking about this with our guests last night, trying to get to the bottom of it, so I thought I'd, you know, put out a feeler. All right, go ahead, guy dude bro.
Yeah, so, like, how can I make it so this, should I teach her how to do it or something?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Because, I mean, like, I had to finish it up yesterday.
No, I know, bro. So that's that's my life, man.
What is the resistance to showing her?
Well, people don't like to do that. When they're young, they're a little bit freaked out.
Yeah.
They're weird about instructing, too.
Is it instructing they don't like, or it's too sort of vulnerable to show them? You know what I mean? They're showing something really personal about themselves. Here's what I like.
You know what it is, sexually? If someone is doing... Drew, you're like me. You're this way. It's like if someone's giving you a massage, and it doesn't feel that great.
You don't say anything.
You don't say anything because you don't want them to feel bad.
That's right.
Like, I'm that way and you're that way. And there are people out there, maybe they're healthier, but I never want to see them or spend any time with them, who will actually just go, like, stop it. You're hurting me. That doesn't feel good.
Mm.
I could never do that. I mean, you could sit there and dig your nails into my spine, and I'd be like, oh, yeah, that's the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd probably make some excuse where I had to go make a phone call or something, go soak myself. But it's weird correcting people when they think they're doing something nice for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sexually that's what happens. And that's why you can't go like, that's not right, that doesn't feel good, that's irritating,
mm-hmm.
stop it, bitch. You can't do any of that.
Right.
You got to go like, you got to tweak them slowly.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean? You know, like when you're trying to guide a rat through a maze, you just put your hand in front of an opening, get it to turn this way, put your hand in front of it. But you can't push them and swat them around. What's going on there, Drew? You cool?
I'm cool, man.
You cool, bro?
I'm not going in there either with your ass doing that.
His ass only did one fart. It wasn't bad as far as I know.
Poor Anderson.
Drew potentially has power from his ass. And Anderson, who to me is just... might as well be dead. He does not enjoy farts. He doesn't enjoy other people's farts. He doesn't find the humor in farts. To me, that's not alive, man. That's dead. You might as well be on death row, man. Right, Drew? Right, guy? I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know what life was. You know, like that. This is to me. This is my hypothetical. Like when people go, "Hey, man, if you had your legs amputated." Or you're blind or something. Would you? Oh, yeah, kill myself. Oh, come on. That's mine.
It's the same.
Yeah, Jimmy and I do that when we go on long drives.
Yeah.
I go, hey, guy. And he's like, yeah, bro. And I'm like, if you didn't think farts were funny anymore, what would you do? And he'd be like, I'll kill myself.
I'd have you worth living.
I'd have you kill me, too. Yeah.
I can't even help it. I start to dry heave as soon as I... That's why I smoke, because I don't want to be able to smell.
You dry heave if you
smell? If I smell any kind of bad smell, I'm dry heaving.
Wow.
My sister started to change the kid tonight, her son.
Right.
And I just ran out of the house.
You got a shot of that ass?
Ran out of the house, lit a cigarette.
Yeah, I'm kind of that way with the ass, with the kid's ass and the weird offensive smelly people too, but...
Old hard hairy funny. Ass is good?
Yeah, but here's the thing. I don't like other people's farts. I just appreciate it like a sock in the arm, which is you got me this time. I'm going to get you next time. The point is I don't like it, and that's what makes the game good.
I understand that, but it's like I don't like it to the point of ill.
All right. I'm all right with that. But I'm going to say is I'm a sportsman. You say I'm a competitor. I respect my opponents and their anus. Sal?
Hello?
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
I have a question about like some kind of okay, this is what happened. Friday night, me and
another smoke alarm is out.
Huh?
Does the smoke alarm sound like he hit a metal pipe?
What?
Yeah, we'll hear it again. Alright, yeah. So go ahead. Friday night.
anyways, on Friday night, me and my friend, it's a girl, and what happened is that we all went out, you know, and we got like some drinks. And basically what happened was that, you know, we're really good friends. We've been friends for 2 years, you know. We kind of built a relationship that we can kind of trust for each other. You know, we have the respect already, you know. And what happened was that, you know, one thing led to another, you know, started making out. And,
See, that's the smoke alarm.
Yeah, and...
Well, hold on, Sal. I got to ask a question now with the smoke alarm.
What's up?
We've never really asked this. Now, please listen to me and try to answer this.
Yeah.
It's something, first of all, let's all make note of the fact that it's something about humans who choose to call this show. There's some common quality.
60% of our callers have a smoke alarm that's
chirping.
A low battery.
That's chirping in the background.
So, Sal.
Yes?
How long has that smoke detector been chirping?
Very long time.
Like, how long?
Ever since I met her, I've been wanting to dentist.
No, hang on a second, Sal. Yeah. He doesn't know what you're talking about.
What?
He doesn't hear it.
Yeah, I don't understand.
That's why I asked him to please answer the question.
And concentrate.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
That also is probably a common feature of all callers.
A feature? This inability to understand what's going on in their environment?
Yeah. He doesn't hear the chirping.
Okay, let me try again.
If we hear it once, we're going insane. He's been living with it for 3 weeks.
Sal? Yeah. Well, we don't know that. Sal?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to break it down.
Okay.
The dawn of man discovered something called fire.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now,
yes.
That fire can be a good thing.
Okay.
It can be used to heat water for your bathtub and cook the food that you eat.
Yeah.
But now listen.
Okay.
There's a dark side to fire.
All right.
Because it can be dangerous. It can take lives.
Okay.
So, they invented something called a smoke detector.
Uh-huh.
That is a plastic thing.
Hey. He probably calls it a smoke alarm. To be fair.
Okay.
Trudeau, I'm on a roll now.
All right.
And what this detector does is it detects smoke, hence the name smoke detector.
Yeah.
And it sounds an alarm so that when you're asleep, you don't end up burning in your bed.
Yeah.
Right. Uh-huh. Now, these things take batteries. Usually,
wait, slow down.
Quiet down. Usually 9-volt batteries. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, they're somewhere on the ceiling. And when the battery, that thing called the battery, gets low, the smoke detector makes a chirp noise every 15, 20 seconds. Now, hold on. One's coming.
Quiet.
Shh. Oh,
shh,
oh.
Shh, shh, shh.
Quiet, dear heart.
There it is.
Okay.
Oh, now he understands that.
Okay.
All right, now, I didn't mean to replace the battery on that.
Now, hold on. Slow down.
Here's the question.
How long has that been doing that?
Oh, just like about 2-3 days.
2-3 days.
Yeah.
I'm going to take that to be 2-3 months.
At least.
And do you sleep in the room that it's in? Are you in your bedroom now?
Huh? Yeah.
I'm going to throw myself through this glass window into the next studio.
No, no, I didn't mean to replace that, actually.
Sleep with that going on.
Huh?
You sleep with that chirping.
I think I've kind of probably got used to it.
I guess so.
Huh?
Okay, hold on.
Oh,
Adam's
going to
have a stroke. Hold on a second.
I can't even fathom a world where that goes on. You're lying in bed in that room at night, and there it is?
I'm a heavy sleeper, I guess you could say that. Yeah, I really don't.
Adam, by the way, how to sell, in your defense, that is a normal human brain mechanism to screen stuff like that out.
Hold on, it's coming. Here it is.
You've got your internal clock going.
There it is.
Okay, good. You already tuned into it. And you wait for it.
This has been days that you've been sleeping with this in your bedroom.
Yeah.
Wow. Must be great to be you.
Yes, I guess.
Must be great.
Yeah.
We'll come back to Sal, actually, deal with this question.
All right. Sal, we're going to put you on hold. We got to take a break.
So you know how to change the battery, Sal?
Huh?
You know you can just reach up there and unscrew it and pull that battery off and it will stop chirping, right?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You made your point.
Good.
Touche. I tell you, Sal's the kind of young buck I'd like working for me.
Yeah, initiative.
That thing, listen, it's loud enough and annoying enough that it's bothering me over the phone. And it's sharp sounding.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, here was the only possible world that I was going to let this slide in is if Sal had said, I'm on the portable phone and I'm in the garage now. Even in the garage, it would have been acceptable to me. But he was in his bedroom, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
And that chirp went off every 37, 38 seconds.
We couldn't get three sentences into this call without...
It was not every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't fall... Can you fall asleep in 35 seconds? And then in the middle of sleep, you're hearing that chirp go? I can't... All right, we got to take a break, Drew. I got to sort out my life.
Good times.
Hey, yo, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Who's in here tomorrow night, Drew?
Jim Belushi.
Jim Belushi's in here tomorrow night.
And then Wednesday?
Tommy Lee's in here.
Yeah, good week.
Yeah. Oh, no show on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Good times.
Memorial Day.
What is up? It's my birthday. We're playing softball, man.
When, where? Oh, Monday you are.
Monday.
I want to bring my boys and play. Is that all right?
Yeah.
They're better than I am.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right. Well, come on down. Well, then we'll see if we got a spot. But, I mean, yeah, we're just going to try to play some ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Show you the
power. I think my boys will freak you out.
No, I know. They're great kids. Huh?
Hello?
Sal.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
So you had this friend, you hooked up with her.
Yeah, actually, no, I didn't hook up with her. We just kind of...
Made out.
Yeah, we made out, you know, and one thing that just got, you know, I was getting more and more.
And so now you're kind of into her, right?
Yeah, no, I've always been into her.
All right, well, that's why she was your friend, probably.
Yeah, it's why she was my friend, you know?
Yeah, but she was your friend because you were into her. That's why you sort of tolerated a friendship, so you're waiting for your moment.
Yes, well, I guess you could say that, but I really actually wanted to be more her friend.
Right.
And, you know, I guess you could say it was the alcohol, but... I knew what I was doing. I don't know about her. That's the thing.
She all right. Well, call her up.
Yeah, talk to her.
Give
about
it a try.
Huh?
Tell her you wanted to have a little more. And if she, but that it's okay.
Hold on. It's going to beep. Going to beep.
And it's a little bit longer. I can say my piece. Oh, you're right. You're right.
Genius, Drew. Genius. That's it. All right. That's it. I made a promise to myself.
You wouldn't talk to somebody with a smoke alarm chirping?
No, that I was going to cut him off after the second beep.
Let me just tell Sal from Pacoima.
It's like a call metronome.
I hear you. In fact, we need each of our callers to have a chirping going on. It would help us in timing the call. Is that he needs to have a conversation with her, let her know that, you know, he's developing some feelings, but he does not want to ruin the friendship if she's not into it that way. Things can go right back the way they were.
Oh.
Which he genuinely seems to mean. He wants that friendship with her, which I don't trust necessarily, but he sounded sincere.
Drew.
Yeah.
When you can sleep with a smoke detector chirping every 37 and a half seconds in the room that you're sleeping in, doesn't that make you closer to an animal than human? Like, do you know how a dog can do that?
No, an animal would jump up and look around every time.
No, it might a couple times, but a dog can sleep on the porch and have people step over it and that kind of stuff. Do you know what I'm saying?
I can do that too. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's my point.
Yeah.
Jessica?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
I was wondering if a girl can have a prolonged orgasm, like a really long orgasm.
That's called a multiple orgasm.
It's talking about one long one, though.
Yeah, right? Like a long one.
Well, what do you mean by long?
Like, I understand that girls can have multiple orgasms, but, like, can it last for, like 10 minutes straight? Like,
that's multiple, then.
That's just a whole batch of them, like a bunch of little tremors?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. What do you got? You got that, Jessica?
No, I was just curious.
Yeah, well, no. They don't know. It's not one long one.
I've never had an orgasm. I was just talking with my friend. He said, girls can have, really, really long orgasms.
No, those are multiples.
Not really.
Those are not a single one.
That's not a 10-minute orgasm.
They can have 10-minute multiples.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know, Drew. It's too confusing. Whatever it is, don't plan on it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's probably true.
All right?
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk to... Sunday, you're at 26, 28. How old is that?
28.
What's up?
Well, my boyfriend, he likes having oral sex, and every time he has oral sex with me, maybe about a week later, he gets a cold sore on his lip, and it's not all the time, but
do you get any sores down there?
Heck no.
Hmm.
It's sometimes hard for women to know that they have a sore in that area. You don't get any irritation or anything, pelvic pain?
Nope.
Nothing like that?
Nope.
How long is he down there?
Couple hours.
Seriously?
And he drinks a lot of juice, though.
Are you following this?
No, I don't know. I'm not sure who our callers are talking to oftentimes. He's down there for...
Quiet down, it's good.
He's down there for a couple of hours?
Yeah.
I don't have a couple hours if you add it up every time.
In your life?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah.
30 seconds here, 10 seconds there.
Yeah.
No.
Lucky me.
Yeah. Couple of hours.
Yeah.
What's he doing down there for a couple hours? I mean, is he trying to give you an orgasm?
Oh, he gives me an orgasm.
What?
After...
How long does it take for you to have an orgasm?
I don't know, about 5 minutes.
So why is he spending 2 hours down there?
Because I like having more than one.
Okay. You know what I like about our callers, Drew? how there's absolutely zero math that ever goes on in their head, and they have no idea what you're saying.
Right.
It's like they'll say, he's down there for 5 hours. And you go, wow. And there's no response. And then you got to go, 5 hours? Seems like a long time. And there's still no response.
Well, then they'll give
and
you,
then
like,
you go,
he likes
why is he down there for 5 hours? And they go, because I like it.
Yeah, he likes it.
And then you go, well, wow, how long does it take you to have an orgasm? 10 seconds. But there's never a point where they go, I know it seems weird to have him down there for all that time when I orgasm so fast, okay? But he really enjoys it, and I like it, and then I have multiple. It's never any explanation. It's just like, it's like if these guys were mechanics, or our callers were mechanics, they'd go, yeah, we worked on your car for 300 hours, and it's going to cost $3 million. And you go, Jesus Christ, all I wanted was a brake job. That's what we did. You know,
how long did it take you to put the pads on? Five minutes.
5 minutes. That's how it works. Yeah, there's never any like math and explanation. You know what? I've come to the conclusion that our callers would make horrible criminals.
Yeah.
Horrible. Because if they ever got popped and the cops started asking about alibis, like, when were you here and when were you there, they'd be screwed immediately.
They'd offer plenty, but they wouldn't make any sense.
Right. Sunday?
Yeah.
2 hours he's down there. You orgasm in 5 minutes. So let me do the orgasm math. You have 24 orgasms?
Well, like I said, I don't time anything.
But you know he's down there for a couple hours.
Hello? Yeah.
Okay. So that's something you might time.
In and out.
Okay.
Either.
Are you high, by the way?
Yeah.
Sunday? Hello?
Phone's cutting out.
Do you do heroin?
Heroin.
Do you drink? Are you high now?
No, I'm not.
Is this a bogus call?
Do you ever have any brain injuries?
No, brain injuries.
You're fat.
What do you do for a living?
What do I do for a living?
I'm
a student.
A student? Junior college?
Yeah.
Shocking. Hold on. Drew, scrape me off of the floor.
28-year-old junior college student? Is there a lot of laws against that?
Oh, that's young. That's freshman. That's right. No, they haze you. They scrub you.
For
28-year-olds considered premature.
Mm.
Yeah. No, not for a white guy over there. Asian, it's ancient. White guy, no. Listen, everybody. You guys make fun of me you attack me for making fun of junior college? What's my batting average on guessing who goes to junior college and who doesn't? Over 90%?
Yeah, over 900.
Our batting average over 900?
Yeah.
How is that? How is that magically I can tell who goes to junior college and who doesn't by talking to them over the phone? True? What do you think?
That's magic.
Okay. All right. So anyway, Sunday, your phone's gone bad, so we're just going to put you on hold and talk to you. Drew, she doesn't have anything down below.
Well, anybody that's doing anything for 2 hours is going to end up with a sore. Right? You're going to erode your tongue. I mean, if you have viruses in there, if you have a herpes virus circulating around your mouth, you lick on something for 2 hours, it's going to bring out a sore.
Okay, so you're saying you suck. You eat 2 hours worth of peaches.
You're going to get a sore. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Now, why that isn't then transmitted to her is sort of peculiar. She may, in fact, have a virus and just doesn't know it. But, you know, well, there's not much talking to Sunday.
She was a delight, though, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Okay, so what should he do? Spend less than 2 hours down there?
Yeah, how about, 5 minutes to show orgasms? How about 10 minutes?
Give her 2 O's?
Yeah.
And then slide up top? Okay. I'm guessing he's down there because he don't want to talk to her. That's my hunch. That would be my angle if I was hanging with Sunday. Yeah, I'm going to eat you out for about 14 hours. You be up top. Put some AM radio on. See if I can enjoy myself. Let's pretend we don't know each other. Benjamin?
Yeah.
You're 24?
Yes, sirree.
You were diagnosed with Sherman's disease?
Yeah.
What is that Sherman's disease, Drew? We've talked about this before.
Oh, another smoke
detector?
Alarm.
Hold on.
This one's coming faster, too.
I know, I just heard the one.
No, I heard it twice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I don't have one, actually.
No way.
Drew's freaked out.
Huh. I heard something.
I've got the window open. I've got crickets outside.
That was no cricket.
I'll shut the door. I'll shut the window. I promise. No smoke detectors in this house. It's old.
Smart.
We can let it burn down.
I swear I heard something, too, but yeah. And it sounded like... But, Drew, maybe we're just on edge now. Maybe it's like we're camping, we're in a tent, someone just told a ghost story,
right,
and we're like,
right.
What is that?
Right.
I heard something. AVAC is back. He's
going to
kill
him. Anderson's going in looking for it right now. He's going back in the tent to find it. Right? Is that what you're doing? Yeah, he's doing it.
Okay, so, Benjamin.
Yes.
Drew, tell us what Sherman's disease
I think you're
disease
mispronouncing
is.
The name of this. What are you talking about?
It's Sherman's disease. It's a degenerative disc. It's actually like a disease you get when you're an adolescent.
Right. So with Schmorl's nodes and all that stuff. Right. And so you're getting disc degeneration in the low back.
It's actually throughout my
throughout
whole
spine.
Back.
Okay. All right.
So I guess here's the question. I've suffered for about 5 years. Finally was diagnosed about 8 months ago, and I've been on methadone.
Oh, boy.
Why methadone?
That's
bad.
Well, I'm not a fan of methadone because I get to deal with all the consequences when the house of cards falls.
I thought they only use methadone for people who are trying to get off of heroin.
No. Oh, no. It's used for chronic pain pretty commonly these days. But did they ever use the term diffuse idiopathic skeletal hyperostosis?
No.
No. Okay.
But I was talking about that earlier.
Okay.
Well, here's I guess, the concern and the worry that I have. Drew, I am actually quite educated with pain management.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Schedule II narcotics and things like that.
Yeah.
I have a lot of friends that are pretty effed up on Oxy.
Mm-hmm.
And it scares me because I feel like the methadone's not working as much anymore, and I'm hesitant to go up in dose. I mean, hell, I'm 24 years old. What's the outcome on this? I mean, is it going to get better?
We had to cut them off because of the S word, but yeah.
Is
the pain part going to get better?
You know, I am not a pain expert, and presuming that
your wife is, though. She brings a lot of pain, that woman.
That his diagnosis is accurate.
Oh, yeah.
Presuming that he indeed has a chronic pain syndrome that is non-psychiatrically based and non-addiction based,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, it's a hard thing to sort out. Methadone is a viable and good treatment, but sometimes you have to use pretty high doses. One of the problems I have with methadone is that, again, what I get is all the problems people get into with hair loss and weight loss and bleeding out their bladder. It always is sort of like a house of cards that comes tumbling down eventually. And it's a hell of a difficult drug to get off of.
All right. So Benjamin sounds like he has a
he may want to get
tough road to hoe.
Yeah, he may, if he really has concerns about it and questions, may want to get other consultations, you know, maybe get psychiatric teams involved that have experience with pain and addiction, and see if there are anyone else that have any other ideas about how this might be managed.
All right. Take care of yourself, Benjamin. I'm sorry to hear about your affliction. Let's take ourselves a little break. We're going to come back. We're coming back with a lightning
Dr.
round.
Susie.
We're doing a lightning round, though. We got a lightning round.
Well, yeah, because you can.
All right.
Tonight's a good night?
Yeah, it's a good night. I got weather here to give out. I got the time,
traffic,
which is going to be different from the time it is right now because it keeps moving forward. we're going to have traffic. There's a lot of stuff. Well, you know, if you listen to radio, especially any AM, it's very important to get that traffic, that weather, especially out here in Southern California when, you know, it can range from 53 all the way to 61 on some days. All right? Take a break. Yeah. I'm Ace Rockhold. It's a good part of it. I'm Drew Jr. with the kids. Hold on, Drew's check time real fast.
Yeah.
It's 11:48. That's 12 minutes away from the top of the hour, straight up the windshot. It's right down the middle of the line around fast. Let's check the news real fast. Drew, check it out the time. Let's check out the weather. We're down to be checking in. Ontario, 51. 55, San Gabriel. 54 in Encino. Laguna Niguel, 51. Carson checking in at 49. Put a sweater on over there. Banning coming in at 47. Van Nuys at chilly 46. 55 in Southgate. Hawthorne checking in at 51. Hold on, Drew. Watch out for traffic now. Slow and go on the 405. Look out for brake lights on the 110. Look on the 110 Harbor Exchange. Yeah, some moron left a mattress box ring
gusty
on
there. Winds. Gusty winds. High profile vehicle.
Four knots
over
out
the
of the
west. Pass.
Look out for the Cajon Pass. There's four knots coming out there. So a high profile rigs that just pull over there. 4 or 5 knots coming out. Tomorrow they're expecting the weather to be almost the same as it is today, but I'm going to give that out too coming up. Okay, blah, 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 blah. It's 11:49.
Twinkie all, baby. Woo!
That is 9 minutes and 50 seconds away from the top of the hour. She has a good part over there. I'll tell you, hot.
Ow!
Just hopping the phones there, but I tried to help save the comment. Law wouldn't allow it again. Hey, Susie, what's going on, baby? 43. Whoa, you sound hot. A couple of sixers, not do you, baby. What's happening, baby?
Hey, Adam.
Hold on, man. Let me check the time real fast. 11:49 and 45 seconds. That's 9 minutes and 15 seconds away. Wait a minute. 10 minutes and 15 seconds away from the top of the hour. I've been smoking a wacky tobacco. Check it out. It's a weather real fast. Redondo, 57. Ontario, checking in 49. 55 at San Gabriel and Tino, coming in 49. Laguna Niguel, 51. Carson, 49. Banning, 47. Van Nuys, 46. Van Nuys, Sherman Oaks, area 46 and 47, respectively. Southgate, coming in 55. Hawthorne, 51. Suzanne?
Susie.
Spit
it out there. Hopefully, he'll give you a chance to get that.
Hello.
Just go ahead. Just go right ahead.
Okay. Hold on. Hold on. Traffic. We got to break in on traffic. Yeah, traffic's breaking in real fast. Slow go on the 405. Look out for brake lights on the 101 and the Harbor Exchange. Some moron left a mattress. We had a motorcycle down on the 410.
Four level.
The four level. Oh, boy. Collided with a nuclear armament truck. So there's ambulances on site there. All right, we're going to check the weather. We got to check the weather real fast here, Susie, because as we do on the radio, we check the weather every 10 seconds. We've got to know, because sometimes the weather can change drastically in, 6 minutes.
Well, just got a call from Ace's Army out there on the 410.
Oh, they say it's slow and go. We should look out for brake lights. Go ahead there, Susie. I'm sorry about that.
Congratulations on your engagement.
I'll tickle pink. Thank you very much.
How did you propose?
Okay, hold on a second. 11:51 and 15 seconds. That's 9 minutes and 45.
That's
no, 8 minutes and 45 seconds away from the top. Now, I'll tell you, this is why they drew me out of the military.
So how did that work? How did you propose?
Nothing exciting. Hey, Susie. I could tell you, but I have to kill it.
tell us, how did you propose?
Redondo coming in at 57, Ontario coming in at 55, San Gabriel 53. Slow and going the 405. Look out for brake lights on the 101. Let's hop back to the phone. Speaking there. No, I did nothing, Drew. I just sat there like a putt.
I just said no.
Yeah, I just said
stop saying no.
Yeah, that's right. Miserable man. Hey, Sarah, what's going on there? Hey, baby, you're 15, huh?
Yeah.
You sound hot. I tell you, the grass on the infield. Let's play ball. I'm really gay. I'm compensating. First wife left. Man breast. I'm interested in men.
Sir.
Yeah.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, hold on a second. I got to check the time real fast. It's 11:52 and 30 seconds. 7 minutes and 30 seconds away from the top of the hour. Straight up. Redondo checking in at 57. That's 43 degrees away from 100.
Okay.
What's going on there, babe? Slow and go on the 405. Look up a brake light. 101. And on the 4-level exchange, moped down, nuclear armament truck. Some idiot left a box spring out of the mattress over there.
Sir?
Okay, I found myself, being sexually attracted, towards my dad.
Oh, Whoa, wow, I got to tell you, that is titillating. That's fascinating, Drew. We got to get to that. Boy, I'll tell you, that's one thing we got to talk about. Hold on, it's 11:50 straight up. That's 7 minutes away from the top of the hour. And we're down to checking in 57. Encino 56, Laguna Niguel 51. Drew, go ahead. We really got to talk about this.
Sarah, is this something new for you?
Not really. It's been around for like 2 or 3 months.
Just a funny feeling you're having.
What?
Just a kind of a funny feeling. Your dad, you okay? Your relationship with your dad is okay?
I don't know. Like, my friends are always talking about him or something.
Well,
it's kind of like rubbed off, I guess.
Is a piece of ass your dad is?
Yeah.
Listen, no. It's just kind of stay with those feelings.
No.
It must be weird and uncomfortable, and then it's not doesn't necessarily mean anything. As long as you've never had any kind of romantic interaction with them, as long as the boundaries are normal in your relationship,
sure.
As long as you're doing okay otherwise,
no.
This will pass. This will sort of get integrated into your...
How
was that?
This is Ace talking. What bass have you got to do with that?
Give me a hug.
Hey, Sarah. So
yeah.
I'm sorry you got to break up with your dad. He's not going to be. All right, Drew, that's a little too much.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. Oh, 6 minutes away. We're down to check in 51, Ontario 55, San Gabriel 53, Encino 52, Laguna Niguel 51, Carson coming in at 49, Panic 47, Van Nuys 46.
Surf report when we come back.
Southgate, surf report when we come back. Traffic, watch out. Slow going to 4-5. Look out for brake lights on the 101. Oh! All right, everybody, that's the show. Jim Belushi coming in here tomorrow night.
Nice.
I don't think I've ever met Jim Belushi.
Nice guy.
Is he?
Yeah.
You recruited him?
I did.
Nice work, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll see. Well, remind me to talk to him about a little movie called Salvador or El Salvador. I think it was just called
just Salvador.
Very good movie with James Woods and him. Excellent movie.
I don't know if you've seen that.
No. It's an Oliver Stone, early Oliver Stone movie.
Interesting.
Talk to him about that. Kiss his ass a little bit. All right, we'll take a little extended 22-hour break. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Now, hold on. One's coming.
Quiet.
Shh. Shh. Oh,
shh.
Oh.
Shh. Shh. Quiet, dear heart.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.